a compliment to me would be a shock. And I can't help feeling weary when some fellow singing dearie to a dame whose face would stop an 8-day clock. So I've powdered and I've painted, had hysterics and then fainted, and unconsciously displayed a shapely cast. Do you think the men would save me? No, the only thing they gave me was a pail of icy water and a laugh. Cupid, Mr. Cupid, never calls on me. He always seems to leave me in the lurch. He never shot his arrow where I'm broad or where I'm narrow, and he never kept me waiting at the church. Oh, ding dong, other girls get loads of news from far across the sea, but I never got a dupling or a prince. So I've come to this conclusion: love's a snare and a delusion, and that stupid Mr. Cupid is a quince. I became engaged one summer to a skinny, dry goods drummer. It was leap year and I made him answer yes. I forgave his funny face because he used to give me lace and whisper, darling, this will make your wedding dress. So one night at supper table, he said, meet me at the stable. I'll be there with horse and buggy, we'll elope. When I went, I couldn't find him, and the best he left behind him was his board bill and a cake of ivory soap. Cupid, Mr. Cupid, never calls on me. That skinny drummer won my sympathy. When we missed the parlor curtain, Mother said that she was certain that the place he got the lace he gave to me. The scoundrel, lots of times he borrowed dimes to go upon a spree. Then he took his things away in Father's trunk. And the horses in the stable hollered, ain't it awful, Mabel? For they knew that Cupid handed me the bump.